I think the only thing it can be compared to is that the really great emotional moments, a bereavement, a divorce, it's that heart-stopping. It's very, very difficult. I do know those that have done it with a skip and a jump and never a backward look. But for most people, I'd been in the Labour Party since I was 16. I left it when I was 40. And in between, I'd worked for the Labour Party, I'd worked for James Callaghan, I'd been elected as a Labour MP. When I announced my decision, a very old friend, I'd said in a newspaper interview, I don't know how I'll tell my dad. And Roy Hattersley, a very old friend, sent me a telegram which just read, "Tell your dad you owe everything to the Labour Party." And, of course, in a way, he was right. So it's not an easy decision.
And have you lost that friendship with Roy Hattersley?
Well, I think we have a cordiality, but never glad, confident morning again. One other story I do know was of a Conservative who almost joined the SDP and went to see Harold Macmillan. Poured his heart out to a very old Macmillan at that time, who never said a word, and then put his hand on the man's knee, looked him in the eye and said, "Don't desert the regiment." And it's that kind of feeling. It's deserting the regiment. It's turning your back on what you've stood for all your life. And it takes a lot of thinking about. Bill Rogers, who I asked about it, was one of my mentors in joining the SDP, said very truthfully, he said, "Tom, you'll lose some old friends, but you'll make some new ones." And I think that's the passage they all have to travel.
What did you tell your father that you deserted the party to which
yes.
to which Roy Hattersley said you owed everything?
He said he was too old to get too upset about anything. But when a few years later, when he in fact died, I found in his diary just one line: "Tom's left the Labour Party." Yes, it's a very hard decision, and it does leave a few wounds.